The most that common human beings pick up, they're already vibrating in a Hertzian level. Their brain then is functioning with their body chemically. So the electricity that the body generates and is a form of communication is really on the lower realm of Hertzian. So the body is in synchronicity to the Earth's own magnetic field. The body vibrates electrically the same rate as the Earth does. Now, this would make logical sense. So the brain has the capacity then to communicate not only with the human body, but with nature itself. It has already aligned itself with the same frequency. So this brain can pick up the lowest form of Hertzian, but here becomes the most impactful part of your life. That which is termed infrared. Poets of old, chronicles of old, have heralded this realm as if peering through a glass darkly. This is the dark glass realm. It is the veiled realm. And what they mean when they are saying that is to peer into the netherworld, to appear into the psychic realm, is looking through a dark glass, a dark filter, because color is subdued. In fact, light and dark are reversed. It is the realm of the negative. If you take a camera and you take a photograph of a specific thing, perhaps it is your face. If we look at your face, the light coming in at right angles on this plane portrays your face in shadow and in light. The planes of your place, your face, refract color. So your eye sockets are more shadowed than, say, for example, the bridge of your nose or the plane of your cheek. And so if we were to photograph you in natural light, then what gives your face beauty and definition is the planes, the depth of it, the shadow of light to dark. But in order to produce the picture, we have to make a negative. The negative is infrared. The negative is the opposite, where the eyes would appear shaded darker color. In the negative, they will be very white. The plane of the nose that would have been normally very light, reflecting light, will be very dark. So it is a reversal. So we perceive the infrared as a vast negative in which visible light photographed matter and then produced the negative of it, the opposite of it. So this is the realm that we peer through darkly. What is important about this realm is that you and the earth and all living things are bathed in this frequency. This frequency has a low band and a high band, which means that your radio waves, waves that are traveling around the earth, those radio waves carrying coded messages. Interestingly enough, a radio wave traveling through the air isn't announcing a commercial or a news broadcast. But if you have the right receiver and tune into it, the mechanism of the radio will transmit the frequency into an audible voice that will indeed be announcing a commercial and a news broadcast. So why can't we hear the commercial in the air and the news broadcast? Why can't we see them? They live, but they live in the realm darkly, and they are picked up by a receiver, and your brain is greater than any radio receiver that was ever created. So, as you are traveling to and fro, you are bathed in radio waves that are always bombarding the brain, and the news broadcast is always going on inside of your head. It hears it, the ear doesn't. If it is a low band, you are picking up what we call infrared noise. The brain picks up noise, meaning signals, data, information. You don't hear the noise. The noise is a synaptic noise that is occurring inside of the brain as it is receiving this information and then endeavoring to decode it. Decoding the information is a noise. This allows you to have background noise, background thoughts that clearly are not your own. You are picking them up. This realm, infrared, it is low realm, also possesses entities who have died and are earthbound. They are lovers of the body. They are lovers of habit. And so when they perish, rather than going on, they cling to the need of mothering. They continue to cling to the need of smoking, of drinking. They are living in a habit. They do not want to perceive themselves dead. So they cling tenaciously to this plane and continue to live in one level as if they lived here. This is an unfortunate development in evolution. It is the direct result of improper training to human beings. It is the direct result of no spiritual training to human beings because they don't know where they are. They think they're still alive and they want to continue to live out their lives while the vapors of their body is being dissolved in the grave, and that vapor is producing the phantoms which are so associated with them. Now, your brain also picks up their noise because they are now living in a body that is called the infrared body, which you will learn of at another time. Their noises, they cannot yell. They come up and they talk to you, and they get right in your ear, but you cannot hear them. But your brain hears them. Your brain interprets it as infrared noise. And this is the feeling that may cause your body to have a chill. Having them move close to you and to cling to you and to influence you through the subconscious mind is viable and happens every day of your life.